Paradiso van Chino Amobi. En dan hebben we ook een nieuwe single van Laurel Halo. Die gaat trouwens ook een nieuw album uitbrengen. De derde gaat dat al zijn. Die komt in juni uit, op 23 juni, op Hyperdub. Er gaan een hoop mensen aan meewerken. Iemand van Shit & Shine, Eli Kessler, Julia Holter en nog een paar anderen. We hebben natuurlijk alleen nog maar dit nummer gehoord, maar dit klinkt in ieder geval als cubistische R&B Jelly van Laurel Halo.
Take it there. Oh,
Jelly van Laurel Halo, nieuwe single. Het album gaat Dust heten en komt op 23 juni uit op Hyperdub. Volgende week is Maarten in het land waar de draaitafels vandaan komen. Dus ik ga in de tussentijd een uitzending in elkaar prutsen rond Canterbury. Daar kan je volgende week naar uitkijken. Zo dadelijk is er Club 106. Deze week een mix van Alice, de cover-up heet hij. Maar als afsluiter, ik beloofde nog iemand uit Minneapolis. Wel, het spitten in de Klaas van Prins, dat is al een tijdje bezig. En nu komt er een deluxe versie uit van Purple Rain in juni. Er gaan 11 onuitgebrachte nummers opstaan, waaronder ook deze. Ik ben zelf persoonlijk meer een voorstander van buitenlandse betrekkingen, maar Electric Intercourse klinkt ook niet slecht. Prins, tot volgende week.
People want paradise. They want home.
Machine. Let every chord on Kids in tears and trees. Hi-yo, chicken on a rock. Her heart was like a pursuit shower. Hi-yo, chicken on a rock. From hot to cold in a quarter of an hour. Hi-yo, chicken on a rock. Hey. Chicken on a rock. On a Monday morning, oh, what a terrible sight to see. Dab toast roaring and the dust made out. Sitting there picking on a chicken on a rock. Hi-yo, 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 chicken on a rock.
Well, my name it is Jack Hole. Chimney sweep, chimney sweep. My name it is Jack Hole, chimney sweep. My name it is Jack Hole, I've robbed both grey and small. And my neck shall pay for all, when I die, when I die. And my neck shall pay for all, when I die. All on the king's highway, night and day, night and day. All on the king's highway, night and day. All on the king's highway, I've robbed lords and ladies gay. And me next shall pay for all, when I die, when I die. And me next shall pay for all, when I die.
I've put 100 pounds in store, that's no joke. I've 100 pounds in store, and I'll rob for 100 more. I need extra pay for all when I die. And the next shall pay for all when I die. Child, they told me, you shall die. At the trial, they told me, you shall die. At the trial, into jail, where I'll drink no more strong ale. The next shall pay for all when I die. The next shall pay for all when I die.
Thank you. Two bands.
What was the name? Back Collective.
dregs of Florida. Yeah.
The dregs of Colonel Soy. Better.
Feminist space, and
There's not so many house occupations in Cologne. I think the last one was 3 years ago. And it was there for a week. It got evicted violently and very, like, the cops just stormed in this morning. And we kind of came out of the situation, and 7 people got arrested. Everyone is free now, but it was really fucked up, and I don't want to get anywhere. I just wanted to tell you this, and you do whatever you want with it. I don't have a revolutionary statement except that squatting is fucking awesome and that cops fucking suck.
Woo!
Yeah. They don't even suck.
Okay.
And also, last night I sliced my hand open with a bread knife, which was also fun. Yeah.
Yeah, we did bets on how many stitches there were.
Maybe you can also take bets on how many stitches I got.
And also, that's the reason why they play one-handed harmonica instead of two-handed banjo. But that's life. Next song is called Farewell to the Crowds from Chumbawamba.
One, two, three.
CDs in a suitcase that I get out now.
It's for donation.
It is over here, over yonder.
Ja, dit is een serieuze shit op Radio Paddenstoel, op de Slipvelden in Amsterdam Noord. We hebben net All in Vain gezien, denk ik.
Ja, volgens mij wel.
Wat vond je ervan?
Ja, ik vond dit wel een mooie muziek.
Ja, was het?
Ik was 19, ik was thinking, nou I'm born, nou I'm down, nou I'm...
Zelfs verfrissend in zo'n punk-omgeving is het wel het mooiste horen.
Ja, dat is in plaats van alleen maar agressie.
Ja, vind je goed idee.
Even kijken,
wat misschien wil ik even de jonge dame doorvragen over de ontruiming in Keulen.
Kunnen jullie even verder praten tegen de radio? Ik was nog even bezig.
Ik was even met Frank weer in gesprek. Ik wil dadelijk best wel met jou praten. Zal ik u zo opzoeken, meneer?
Ja, ja. In de ogen van die buurt en van de keuken.
Dan ga ik het op jullie zeggen.
Hallo.
Where
is the... No, you were the singer. That was...
I was one of the singers.
The film. We are live on Radio Paddenstoel.
Okay.
We just transmitted also your performance. It was very beautiful.
Oh, thank cool.
You.
Yeah.
But you were telling about this eviction.
Yes.
Thing. Can you explain a bit about this?
When
did this happen?
It happened this morning around 9.
This morning?
Because we expected an eviction to be very early in the morning.
And where was this?
It was in Cologne, Cologne Ehrenfeld, which is close to the main station, not that far, like 2 stops away. And it was also a building that the Deutsche Bahn, so the train company, owned. And
Deutsche Bahn in Austria?
The Deutsche Bahn, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and...
The Germans also own the railways in Austria?
What?
The Germans also own the railways in Austria?
No, in Germany, in Cologne.
Ah, Cologne, of course. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, I'm...
thought about it.
I unlearned a lot lately.
Yeah, and I don't know, then just the some kind of civil riot cops who were kind of incivil just suddenly jumped out of cars and like crashed through the first fence, went into the door, took everyone on the ground, and then when everyone, like when they went into the house and everything was secured, in a manner of speaking, they just, the other cops came, like the riot cops, and double secured it, and I don't know, then everyone got like holed up there for several hours, and then several people got arrested and brought to a cop shop, like because of like double checking their identity or because they didn't have an ID. But also they're free now. They're free for a couple of hours now.
But this is insane. What was the reason for the eviction? Was there a court thing going on? Was there
No, that's not how it goes in Germany. They,